Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, there's going to be a hell of a lot less ankle monitors, so we're going to lock them up. We only put ankle monitors on people that we release. We're going to end catch and release. Of course, there are going to be the exceptions, right? There's a significant health issue that we can't care for them at the time. So number one issue, we're going to end catch and release. There will be a lot less of this going on. And second, we're going to enforce the rules of those ankle monitors.
How about that? Tom Holman strikes me as a guy who means business. He does. If you've ever been around him, that's kind of the guy he is. Evan Brown joining us now from Fox News Radio. And I know some states are threatening to challenge that guy, Evan, but I think he's going to enjoy that.
Well, he certainly wants to, I guess, have the conversation, as they say, right? Or at least, you know, basically say, you know, try it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
see what I do in response. He has already said what he would do. He said if local and state law enforcement is not going to assist the federal government in apprehending illegal migrants, especially those who are committing other crimes, especially violent crimes, that they should get out of the way and let the feds do their work. Otherwise, that they would come for them, too, because standing in the way, interfering with federal law enforcement is a crime. And he seems to be ready to go that route if necessary. And so we'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I know that there have been mayors, obviously, and there have been governors. Is Oregon the latest state to reject any help?
Well, Oregon has laws going back to the 80s with regard to immigration enforcement conducted by, if you remember, INS, which yes. No longer exists. It's been broken up into ICE and Homeland Security investigations and all these other agencies. But they have sort of reconstituted everything into an online toolkit for Oregon residents to reference. And it has things like a frequently asked questions page where, you know, what should I do if to prepare my family for encounters with ICE? What should I do if I spot federal immigration officials conducting operations in my community? You know, there's a number to call to report it and all that other kind of stuff. So, again, it's not necessarily anything illegal, but at the same time, if people do try to prevent federal agents from conducting these, you know, very legal operations of apprehending illegal migrants, there will be problems. Yeah. I mean, you know, the federal, you know, this administration or the incoming administration, I should say, has already stated they will not put up with this. And so, you know, does this end up in court? Well, I kind of hope it ends up in court because I don't want it to end up in the streets, you know, with some kind of real battle between federal and local police. I think that would be kind of weird. Not good for anybody.
Right. But we've had sanctuary city laws challenged before, right? Was it famously the governor in Arizona once tried to defy the Obama administration and kind of got smacked down over that, right?
We've sort of had a lot of the opposite. You know, more recently, Texas, you know, got into trouble with the federal government because it tried enforcing border law, and the federal government, meaning the Biden administration, didn't want that to happen. And so the courts, I think, ruled in Texas's favor for the most part. But this is sort of the opposite now.
Yep. Well, we'll find out what goes on with it. I mean, Holman seems to. You met him, right? He's like a bulldog. I joke that he's.
I've not met him. No. Oh, he's. Yeah. But I mean, I've seen him on TV plenty. He's rather blunt, and you know, I think he's serious. I don't think this is a bluff on his part. I think he has the full support and backing of President Trump to enforce these laws and to pursue those who don't comply. And he's ready, willing, and able, I think, you know?
That's a good point. Devin, I know you got another interview you got to do here. We'll let you go. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
You bet. Eben Brown there from Fox News Radio. And Eben was gone before I could even push the button. Did you hear that?
He knows what he's going to do.
You see, that's how you professionally conduct an interview. Just like that, Carl.
Are we going to send this tape to New York?
You knew that the next person in line was waiting to call Eben so he could do his report for them. So you end yours on time, just like you promised them you would, by 8:41. I was done.
You promised?
I did.
You
I did. Delivered. Unlike our earlier guest, who the previous station did not do that.
We're going to send this tape to that person.
Ethan Watson, wherever you are out there. We tried to call Ethan, and it went to voicemail.
You can rot, Ethan.
I'm sure it wasn't Ethan's fault.
No, it was
he was being held captive by rude radio hosts.
Yes.
Who shouldn't do that.
Who also had nothing to talk about today.
Well, you're also, you know, it's one of those days, it's weird. It's between Christmas and New Year's, and it's generally, if it wasn't for the incoming Trump administration, you know, we'd be doing stories on, like, you know, jumping jacks and what the average refund is you got when you return something to the store this year. I mean, it's really usually a dead zone right now.
And imagine if it had gone the wrong way, we'd be looking at countries that we could move to.
Well, I'm not moving. I'm not some silly pansy liberal who's going to move to a foreign country because somebody I don't like got elected. Carl, what are you talking about?
That would be the stories that would be offered to us today.
Maybe I'll move to Canada, eh?
Hey.
Give me some of that free health care. And then become a citizen of the U.S. again. It's the 51st state.
Well, yeah, because it'd be the 51st state.
It is the Trump effect. I mentioned it to Ryan earlier. They're all down here trying to talk him out of the tariffs. No tariffs. No tariffs. And you know what's going to happen here. It's the art of the deal. Donald Trump's going to waltz in. How you doing? How you doing? You know, let's have some coffee. And then he's going to, or a Diet Coke. And then he'll say, listen, there don't have to be tariffs. And say I would definitely use a tariff. What I said was, if you don't fix the problem at the border, I might put a tariff on it. If you don't stop charging us for, I'm trying to think what it is that is it? It's either some kind of wood. I don't think it's maple syrup. There's something Canada just taxes the hell out of that we tried to send up there and we don't reciprocate. I remember that conversation going on one time. So Trump probably knows with each country exactly what he wants to get out of them for them to not face these tariffs. And when you're the 900-pound gorilla in the room, you can have those conversations, right? I mean, if you're going to walk into any car dealership and pay cash, you suddenly have some room to negotiate. A little bit.
A little.
A little. I mean, some of them like to beat you up because they make extra money on the financing. But they love a cash customer. Are you kidding me? If you're going to walk into the Porsche dealership down there in the valley and you got enough cash on you to buy that thing, they want to meet you.
Yes.
Yeah. And so does their financial advisor who's waiting around the corner.
Yeah, but if you got cash, you don't care.
Yeah, you don't care. All right. You can say, well, here's what I'm going to give you for it, or I'll walk out and take my cash somewhere else. That's what's going to happen with foreign policy under the Trump administration, and it's what's going to happen with immigration under the Trump administration.
They can sit back and watch us, which, I find incredible. You don't want to take public safety threats out of your community to help us, but there are laws on the books that we will prosecute. It's 18 U.S.C. 111, impeding a federal law enforcement officer, a felony. Title 8 United States Code 1324 III. If you knowingly conceal or harbor an illegal alien from ICE, that is a felony.
When I was an agent a long time ago, I've arrested U.S. citizens for harboring an alien in their home or place of employment. If I can do it to a citizen, why can't I do it to a politician who's going to actively get in our way, prevent us from doing our job?
Yeah, that's true.
Get more at 971talk.com.